I saw a lady chasing a little dog down the street one day. That dog would just happily pursuing its way, exploring new things, and she'd get a little bit close to it, and it would just take off again. It had better things to do than to stay in his own yard, and she was just frantic, afraid that little dog would be squashed by the traffic, or she would lose it and never find it, and she was just chasing after that dog. But that dog just thought there was something better for him around every corner, down the street, around every shrub, and so she just kept chasing him. He had a very nice yard to stay in. I knew the lady, and they had a very nice yard for him, had toys for him to play with, had all kinds of things, food and safety, but he was one of those pets we have that's just prone to wander off. Isaiah said that all we like sheep have gone astray. We just wander off, don't we? I know we've all gone astray and we sinned, and I guess I better speak for myself now. Sometimes I'm prone to wander these days. Not that I'm going off and following the old ways I used to, but I think there's better grass over on the pasture on the other side of the hill. Better grass than what the shepherd has me at. That there's calm waters somewhere else. There are still waters where I can rest. There's something better, and I just tend to forget about the shepherd, what he wants, and kind of wander off in my own way, and I always get in trouble. But you know what? The good shepherd comes around pursuing me. He knocks on the door of my heart and says, George, you're going astray. You need to get back in the fold. And sometimes he makes me come back. But usually I understand. There's the shepherd. I'm usually kind of nervous about where I am anyway, and I go with him. It's so true. All we like sheep have gone astray, but the good shepherd is there for us. Listen to Isaiah 53rd chapter and the 5th verse. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I'm sorry to have wandered off, Lord. Not only did I wander off into sin in times past and the good shepherd rescued me, but I tend to wander off sometimes now, too. I tend to go off on my own way. I think I have a better way than the way that you have me in at the present time, and I'm sorry, Lord. I pray that you would help me understand your way is the best way, that the course you've marked out for me and the pasture you have for me is the best for me. And it's your will for my life, and I give myself unto you to do your will, Lord. So help me, Lord, give me the grace not to wander off after my own desires and my own thinking. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.